It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Of the 809 fire departments across Wisconsin, more than 75% are predominantly run by volunteers. That's according to the State Department of Safety and Professional Services.
And the Cornell Area Fire Department is one of them. The department serves nine communities in northeast Chippewa County with a team of 30 people, all volunteers.
Volunteer firefighters can be unsung heroes, but the Cornell Department is featured in a new documentary produced by a filmmaker who grew up in the community.
Ben Cook is a filmmaker and editor from Wisconsin and director of the film. It's called The Best of Us. It premieres this weekend at the Wyawega International Film Festival. We also have Matt Boulding, fire chief of the Cornell Area Fire Department. He's highlighted in the film. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And Ben, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Ben, you grew up in Cornell. What do you remember about the volunteer fire department there from your childhood?
I think my first encounters were with Denny. He was he's the town barber and was actually the chief for about 50 years before Matt took over. But Denny, when he went into his barber shop, there was always two things you kind of got with Denny. You'd get, when he walked in, he would have some kind of joke or something to get you at ease and put you at ease. And, something you would talk about the town or what was happening around town. He was always a good source of information. But also in the background was always a scanner. There was a scanner, whether it was the police band or the fire band, that was a constant thing. So as you were getting your haircut, you know, he'd be clipping along. And then, you know, if the scanner went off, he'd be mid clip and he would stop clapping ear to the scanner. And it was one of those things of, I guess as a kid, I didn't really realize. I thought this was maybe something that adults just had, and it was a common thing for most adults. I don't know. And I'd go to friends' houses, and sometimes scanners would be on over at friends' houses. And it wasn't until much later in life that I kind of put two and two together about volunteership and how these scanners are pretty much a very fixed part of their lives.
Matt, this is such a part of your life, and it's part of your family. What made you enter into volunteer firefighting in Cornell?
I grew up with it. Always wanted to be a part of it. As long as I can remember, when the scanner would go off and the fire whistle would blow, I would be out on a street corner and watch fire trucks go out. My dad and brother were part of the department. My dad retired after 34 years, retired as an assistant chief. And my brother currently serves down in Texas as a captain on one of their departments. So it's been in the family our whole life.
Now, Ben, I know I've talked about it on the show in the past, how important volunteer fire departments are. I know they're volunteers, but I gotta say, your documentary really brings it to life. What were you trying to show us about, you know, these real people, right? The barber or a shop owner or a wrestling coach or whatever, who volunteer their time to literally save lives.
I mean, when you think about volunteership, perhaps when you might initially think, well, they get a phone call and then they show up and then they answer the thing. That's not what it was. So it's dedication. It's 24/7. They've got these pagers on their hips. You know, they're constantly paying attention. I mean, for whatever time that they spend actually answering calls, they're listening to these scanners and they're paying attention to these pagers, and it's just, you know, every little bleep, every little bloop. You know, when I was there filming for this I filmed in two portions, one portion in 2021 and then I went back in 2023, and when I went back, I actually carried around one of the pagers, and I think we got a call for a fire in Gilman at 2 a.m. and I jumped out of bed and, you know, raced down to the fire station and went on the call with them. But every little bleep, every little bloop, you kind of stop what you're doing. And a big part of the kind of stylistic element of the movie is that, is the interruptions of daily life, is the amount these firefighters really give of their time, and how much sacrifice really, and the hope that they bring in what they're doing. It's amazing when you talk to a lot of people about volunteer firefighting and how they don't know that so much of the fire departments that are volunteer, and so much of the country is comprised of this. So it's that was really a big part of it. And I think the audience, getting the audience to understand, you know, who these people are, what they're giving up, where they're, the context of their lives as much as we could, was really important to understand those kind of interruptions and those things that they go through.
And Matt, can you talk about the range of calls you might answer? I mean, obviously, you think firefighter, you fight fires, sure. Your first responders, though, there's a wide variety of things that lead you to get that call on your scanner. Can you share some of that with us?
Yeah, when a lot of people think we're just, you know, answer a fire call, we'd go out and assist our ambulance on EMS calls, you know, helping with patients that fall, need help picked back up, accidents. Hunting accidents, ATV accidents. We're in rural Wisconsin, so we have tons and tons of off-road trails, snowmobile trails, water rescues. So there's a lot that goes into being a volunteer firefighter, and a lot of training hours that go into it that, you know, it takes a lot of time, and you never know from day to day what the call's going to be.
Ben, you had mentioned a former fire chief, longtime fire chief in Cornell, Dennis Class. I want to give a listen to him talking a little bit about what changed over the course of his career.
When I first got on, we didn't have pagers. They had a siren. Not everybody heard the siren, which was a bad thing, depending on what direction the wind was out of.
Now, Matt, when Denny first started volunteering, I guess there was a waiting list of people trying to join in. That's changed now. There have been some ups and downs in getting people to sign on. Can you talk about what it's like to try to make sure you have enough people on the job?
Yes. When I took over as a chief in 2022, we had a very shortened roster. Denny always liked to maintain a 30-person roster for the fire department. And when Denny decided that 50 years was enough and was ready to retire, probably the hardest decision he had to make, we were down into the low 20s. And since 2022, we've been very fortunate, and we have been able to bring our roster back up to exceed the 30-person roster. And we're currently sitting at a 40-person roster right now. We're fortunate of that. Some of our neighboring departments, not so fortunate, but we are also sharing some of our members with some of the other neighboring departments that are short-staffed, traveling 12 miles north and assisting in the other county at Sheldon Fire Department. And some of them are shared with us from Jim Falls, Anson Fire Department, and we do have a couple that come up from Cadott to help us with our, to make our 40-person roster. So a lot of that comes back onto the dedication and what it takes to be a firefighter, the commitment you have to make, the schooling, the training, and to make that commitment and have a family at the same time, it's tough.
We're talking about a new documentary called The Best of Us. It's about the Cornell Area Fire Department, the volunteer firefighters, first responders who run it. We have the director, Ben Cook, and Fire Chief Matt Boulding with us. The documentary recounts some of the events that firefighters witness, car accidents, deaths of neighbors in some cases. Here's a listen to volunteer firefighter Tyler Burdick.
The worst one I probably went on was actually last year, and it was a mutual aid call with Sheldon. That was a... It was a triple fatal. It was a head-on crash, and one of the vehicles ended up on fire, and that one was probably the worst one up to date so far with me on that one. the one individual did pass away in the fire in the fiery vehicle one. So that one, I guess that was new to me, so that one kind of hit me pretty hard, but
Matt, I mean, you and your fellow first responders there, you respond to the worst. You might be the first person to see somebody after a traffic crash or a fire or the long list of things you respond to. How do you and your colleagues deal with these traumatic experiences?
One of the biggest things is talking with each other, In the county, we have a support team that comes out and goes to different areas, and they're just a phone call away. Within hours after an incident, they can be here set up and debriefing the whole team that was on that scene. And the biggest thing is to talk about it, get it out, and move on with it.
Ben, you watched, you heard all of these firefighters talk about these experiences. What struck you about how they handled these really difficult situations that I think most of us would want to avoid in life?
I was impressed, obviously, with their ability to cope and compartmentalize and just do the job. As you know, no matter what the situation was, they can put it in the back of their mind, whether it's a neighbor, whether it's a family member, maybe whether it's somebody else that they don't know. They really know how to deal with these things appropriately. And I cannot imagine what that would be like to constantly wait for that tone to drop.
Many of the people involved in volunteer firefighting are men, but there's a female firefighter you've got in the documentary at Cornell talking about her experience. This is the voice of Kaylee Westaby.
It was a little intimidating, but you can't, as a woman, I always tell myself, you can't go in expecting people to treat you different because you are a female. You're coming to do a job as a firefighter, and this isn't about you. This is life or death for other people.
And Matt, in the documentary, you talk about, you know, women being as good as, in some cases, even maybe better at the job than men. I think when people think of recruiting volunteer firefighters, they might be thinking men. What would you say to say, hey, hold on, women should think about that too?
There's a place for men and women on the fire department. We're currently sitting with 3 female firefighters. In instance, we've had calls where I was the first one on scene and couldn't make the connection with some children that were on a scene. And I knew one of my female firefighters, Kaylee, was close to arriving on scene. And I radioed for her to come right to me as soon as she got there. And by having that female on scene right away, and part of our department, she was able to make the connection and find out the injuries and what had happened to have that accident happen, how it happened. They were just, some people just open up more to females. They're a little bit softer spoken. And the way I look at it is, you know, females mature faster, and also, they respect the equipment a little bit more.
Ben, this is a documentary about volunteer firefighting at Cornell, but I feel like it's a lot more than that. I mean, it's inspiring, I gotta say, to see people stepping up in their community, unsung, I think, in a lot of ways, no reward particularly for it. What did you take away from this in terms of just people doing things to help the people around them?
I haven't lived in Cornell since I was 18. You know, I went off and I lived in LA for 15 years. And it's kind of, when you live in big cities, sometimes you get a little disconnected with people around you. I think when I went back and started making this, I realized that the town I grew up in has a special kind of glue that holds it together. And that's why they have a 40-person roster now, where other places have shortfalls. And that's why, you know, they're expanding and adding another satellite station. My hometown has a really strong bond, and I was amazed by it.
Matt, I gotta ask, what is it that keeps you coming back? What has made this such an important thing for your life?
I always wanted to just make a difference. I've just wanted to be there to help. It's always been a dream to lead. I didn't think it would happen as soon as it did. Denny left extremely big shoes to fill. Denny did an outstanding job in his 50 years of service with this department. And I just hope that during my time, I can continue to do the same and keep making the improvements we need to keep the department running as strong as Denny did through his time.
Well, Matt, I don't want to embarrass you, but watching this, you're a rock star, man, and thank you so much for the work you do. I can tell your community appreciates it, and I hope everybody appreciates their community firefighters.
Thank you.
We'll leave it there. And Ben, thank you so much for sharing the documentary with us.
Thank you guys for showcasing it for us. And to the listeners, if you can go down to your volunteer fire station, go down to your fire station, say hello, you know, see if they need someone, thank them, you know, if you can put in anything at all, just please go down.
That's Ben Cook, filmmaker and editor from Wisconsin. His most recent film is The Best of Us, about the lives of volunteer firefighters in Cornell. We also heard from Matt Boulding, fire chief of the Cornell Area Fire Department. The Best of Us recently won Best Feature Documentary at the Madison Film Festival. It screens at the Wauwega Film Festival on November 14th. To find more showtimes, visit Folk Cinema on Facebook.